はギリだろ。ギリは相談中ギリだろ。最後プレッキューやーなくみらんのパンダやーなくふんがなさらかやじゃあそのふえでさんじゅうなさっくらみ
Dhanghati to this place. Samarikatha was spoken in Govindkund and Dhanghati.
In which I want to request Patmanabha Maharaj to speak about Dhanghati.
So this is a very special place.
writing the Leelas of Radha Krishna that has been written about very extensively in the books of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, in their books Dan Keli Kauli and Dan Keli Chintamani. This play is also referred to in the Govardhan Ashtakam of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, where he describes that he desires that he will be able to go there to that place, Dan Gati, on his Giriraj, on his Govardhan Parikrama. And when he attains the university of Sri Giriraj Govardhan, he will be able to see that beautiful, sweet pastime of praying Parama, meaning the arguments that took place, filled with praying Ras, between Shishi Radha and Krishna and the gopis. So, Dan Gati is situated in the middle of Govardhan Hill, and in former times, it was practically the only place which was by Golda. There was a trail, a pathway, through which one could pass, but it was very narrow. And from one side of Govardhan Hill to the other side, how the residents surrounding Govardhan would be able to cross over, rather than going all the way around the Giriraj, which is very long. So, to the devotees, they were carrying milk products. And they also, because the gopi and the gopas are common people, and therefore they're always dealing in the milk products. So the gopis were carrying yogurt and also butter in the pots, belting on their heads. Because when Rishi, Bhagavad Rishi, wanted to perform a very special jagya on the other side of Govardhan, so the gopis, for that purpose, they were coming. But actually, we know that in the aspects of Radha Krishna, there are so many excuses that the Rajan gopis are using to go out of their houses. And they go to the forest in Vrindavan, they come to Giriraj Govardhan, they go all over the Rajan to perform various types of puja and yajna. But actually, what is their real intention? It is to meet their dearmost beloved, the Prada Priyatama, Sri Krishna. So, in this case, the Rajan gopis, they were coming with carrying the pot, balancing two, three pots on their heads, and they were coming to this place of Dan Gati. So, Dan actually means charity, to give charity or to pay taxes. So Sri Krishna and the counterpart, very mischievously, they situated themselves there at this passing way. And when the Raja Gopis began to come through, then suddenly, oh, Sri Krishna, he stood blocking the way. And the counterpart also stood by Krishna. And at that time, Krishna said to them, oh, where do you think that you are going? And they said, oh, you're going across to the other side. Who do you think that you are? And then Krishna said, no, I am the king of this place. I am the king. So if you want to pass by here, then you have to pay me taxes. Because this place, it is my kingdom. And I have jurisdiction over this place. So very quickly, she said, what, Don, what kind of taxes you want that we have to pay? You don't have to pay any taxes. You don't have paid any taxes before. And then Krishna said, I don't care. I am the king of this place, and you will have to pay now. You will have to pay taxes to me. And then she went to Monica. She said, then how do you say that you are the king of this place? Have you inherited this from your father? Well, you have become the king, the prince, and your father is the king. And then Sri Krishna said, no, I have inherited this place because my wife is Vrinda. And Vrinda, she is the queen. She is the predominating deity of all of Vrinda's forests. So therefore, because she is my wife, it is my property. And then the Raja Gopis all laughed, and they said, oh, what is this? How do you say that you are the king, and that Vrinda is your queen, and that Vrinda is your wife? Well, we will ask Vrinda. So then they summoned Vrinda to come. And Vrinda Devi,
That they wanted to cross this place. Jnanagadi, Krishna said, this is my kingdom here. You have to pay taxes. Gopi says, what kind of tax? Is it your property or your father's or grandfather's that I have to pay taxes here? Krishna said, my Baba or grandfather, if it is not, it's not their property, but this Vrinda, the presiding queen of this Vrindavan, is my wife. And the queen's property is the property of the husband. Gopi said, we don't believe what you are saying. they call Vrinda over, and then they ask her, have you got married with him? She, they're asking Vrinda, after I got married to him. By his own mental concoction, he's saying that I'm the husband of all the Braj Gopis. And then the Gopis started laughing, started clapping. But Krishna said, you have to accept. Has any creeper, any tree, any shrub, have you planted anything amongst all these things growing here? Or have you taken care of them? Have you watered all these things? Or? You never watered them. Rather, on the other hand, whatever the grass is there growing in the forest, you are destroying together with your cows and cowherd friends. You are not a king. Krishna is still continuing. No, you have to pay the taxes. Now, on the pretext of the extracting taxes, and then at the Govind Kund, what happened in brief, speak Govind Kund's katha. Also, similar respects to Pujabhat Pradhanji Swami Shila and Goswami Maharaj, all the present singers, the Brahmacharis, and the ladies and gentlemen present here, among my respects. Today, under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas, performing our parikram, performing our Govardhan parikram, we reached Dhanahati, we reached Anirga. Ground, Govind Kund, we reached in Anir Gaon, we have the Sharaf factor. This Govind Kund, it was established by Bhagavana, the grandson of Krishna. One time, Bhagavan, Krishna Chandra, one of his names is Krishna Chandra. Indra wanted to inundate all the Braj, becoming angry at all the Brajvasis that they are not worshipping any longer. He sent big clouds to inundate the entire Braj with water. That time, Bhagavan, he lifted up the sword and he gave shelter to all the Brajvasis and Braj. And all the Brajvasis took shelter of Bhagavan Shri
Krishna.
When Indra saw that all was destroyed, then he understood that he had opened up. He went to Brahma and he said, Brahmaji, and he said, because I consider him to be an ordinary person. Brahma is saying that I also consider him one time an ordinary person. I cannot please him I cannot mitigate this offense. It's better that then Mahamaji said that all the Brajavasis, the gopis, he loves them very much. He has great affection towards them. And Krishna was always blessing the cows. He is serving them. And he is blessing them. He is serving them in so many ways and is enjoying doing all this. If we please the cows, then it is possible that Bhagavan will become somewhat pleased with you. So, and the mother of all the cows is Surabhi Devi. Surabhi cow is given to her and they told the entire incident, whatever Indra, what had happened. And then together with Surabhi, they went to Krishna. And this Govind Kun, he offered his prayers to Krishna and Surabhi gave him Abhishek with Surabhi's cow milk, and he brought Akash Ganga, the Ganga which is in the sky. With that water they performed Abhishek and he gave him the name Govind. The Indra, the king of the Gopas, Gopis. Increasing the bliss of all the Vajrasis by performing pastimes with Gopa Gopi. And is also providing bliss enjoyment to all the senses he go. And so he gave him this name, Govind. This name is very dear to him. That's why this place is Kund is born, found is became famous by the name of Govind Kund. About 600 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Param Guru, Ishwar Puripad, came to the house, and Madhavendra Puripad, at one time, they came to Braj. They were performing bhajan here in these places. And they were crying, calling out the names of Krishna and different names they were calling. Hey Govind, Hey Krishna. Like this, they were calling different names of Krishna. And they were crying loudly in celebration of Krishna. And they sowed the seed of friend, which later on will bear the seed, the fruit of Mahaprabhu. Whenever Mahaprabhu used to visit this place, he used to sing the peacock or sing the... And when Madhavendra Puripad is in Ajagavati, means he doesn't go out to beg alms, then he is staying in this place. He is never going to beg alms from any places. This is his some past sense of these places, and after 2-3 days he is eating his food and he is sleeping just for them. And remembering, rest of the time is meditating on Krishna's pastimes and chanting holy names of the Lord. One time, a very beautiful cowherd boy, he brought some milk products and he told him, Baba, why and how do you stay here? All day you are crying and crying. You are staying all the time, you are staying at this place. And why don't you beg for your alms? Why don't you beg for your maintenance? I don't understand. Why don't you go out and how do you maintain yourself? I have to go. Now it is evening. I don't have much time. I have to go and take care of my cows. This small child is saying. So he took away a pot from Madhavendra Puri Path, this child, and he said, I will bring some things for you. Same the very beautiful form of Krishna. All the time he is now meditating on this very beautiful form. Whatever he was meditating on earlier, everything is vanished now. All that is coming in his mind is only about this small child. And now today when he is chanting, this child is coming in his mind. After some time, this child came on his head. And he told to Madhavendra Puri Path that I am hiding because of lectures. I am hiding in a certain place. Tonight he is telling him. And now you must search out for me. I am in this certain space. And like this, he made him search the deity of Gopal. Then in the morning, Madhavendra Puri Path called all the Vrajavasis there. And this certain spot which had been indicated to him in the night and the dream, this same child, by the same child. Now Madhavendra Puri Path went to this place and he took out this deity. This deity was established by Badrinath. And then he established his temple, this deity in that temple. And then he performed such wonderful pastimes as Annakoot, offering of so many. Madhavendra Puri Path called all the Vrajavasis, invited them for this feast. And there was a lot of rice and other eatables were made and offered to this deity. And we see in Madhavendra Puri Path that he is eating with his own hands and also distributing to all the residents who were there. He is watching this with his own eyes. All the Vrajavasis, they became satisfied. Everybody was distributed prasad. Like for one month, this festival kept on being held. And Kachori, Puri, Laddu, Chapati, Yogurt, every day they are offering and performing this feast every day and distributing to all the Vrajavasis. Then this deity then was established. And then he later on he told that, please, I want some sandalwood, which we know this very famous pastor that is going to Puri and other places. One second.
Thank you, Maharaj. Indra has tried to destroy the whole of Braj.
the origin of Indra, the worship of Bhutiyeti, trying to destroy all the beloved cows, trees, cowherd boys, all the elderly gopas and gopis, and all his beloved darling sweetheart gopis. So Indra, for 7 days, he was raining torrential rain, which drops like elephant trunk, and thunderbolts. So at that time, Krishna, with his left pinky, he was holding Giriraj Govardhan aloft, and Giriraj Govardhan was feeling these thunderbolts like flower petals. And Indra's messengers, first of all, reported that all of, from the top, they were saying that all of Braj has been destroyed, there's not even an ant is remaining. After 7 days, Indra sent another messenger, and the messenger said, oh, because he came down and he saw it, the great dust storm underneath, because everybody was dancing in ecstasy and chanting. Counting in Krishna's glory. They came back and he said, actually, not a single ant in Braj can be inconvenient. They're enjoying that ecstasy. They have beautiful palatial living places under Giriraj Govardhan. They have sumptuous food. They're all gazing at Krishna very, very happily. Indra realized his mistake and he came down. He understood that. He committed a very, very grave offense. Brahmaji, he stole the coward boys in the car. They have to try to kill everybody. Indra is trying to destroy the whole world, which is Krishna's eternal abode. He realized he committed a very serious offense. Perhaps he couldn't help him, so he went to surrender to Brahmaji. And Brahmaji said that the cows are very dear to Krishna, so you should take shelter with Surabhi Devi. So Indra Devi went to Surabhi Devi prayed on Indra's behalf that Krishna would forgive him for the offense. So then, after this, Indra and demigod had huge abhishek, which is a very, very gorgeous abhishek. And Krishna more or less tolerated the abhishek. He was quite bored, actually. But finally, after all the demigods had gone, then the coward boyfriend, and he was playing with his coward boyfriend. So this place, Govinda Roy, he was given the name Govinda, because actually he was the one who was protecting gopas. He was protecting the cows, he was protecting the gopis, he was protecting the gopas, he was protecting the land, everything. So Indra himself gave him his eternal name, Govinda. In the past night, he gave him the name of Govinda. So, by Puri Maharaj, he's also described the pastime of Madhavendra Puri in this area of Govinda Kuru. On the top of Giriraj Govardhan, we can see Paul Temple. And this is where Gopalachi came from. Was established. Madhavendra Puripat is Param Gurudev from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is the proudest friend in our Guru Parampara. Before Madhavendra Puripat, nobody had this right friend. He was such an ecstatic personality. He would walk in here and there. He didn't know if it was day or if it was night. He would never beg, even. If somebody gave him food, he would accept. Otherwise, he would just survive. So one day, he came to Braj, and he was in this area, and he was chanting, remembering the past times, and Krishna, crying and weeping. So a young boy came, extraordinarily beautiful young boy came. Your Baba, why are you fasting here? Nobody fasts in Braj. We don't like people fasting. My mother told me of they saw you sitting here not eating anything. So my mother sent me with some milk for you. You take this milk. So he put the milk with Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri finally began chanting again. But he couldn't forget it. Oh boy. I've never been attracted by anybody in this world before. Why can't I forget this boy? After some time, during the night, he drank the milk. And he became so excited on drinking this milk. So after some time, during the night, he dozed lightly. Madhavendra Purifat, he was sleeping very, very little. She was very late this morning. He told us we should just jump 4 or 5 hours. He just sleep 4 or 5 hours at night. Madhavendra Purifat, he was sleeping at most 1 hour, 48 minutes, while Dr. Krishna resting at night. So he goes in, and the same boy came in the dream. Madhavendra Puri, I've been waiting for you so long. So this is Gopal here. Gopal was established by Vajranath, but then when the Muslims came, and they were perpetrating their atrocities, they were killing so so many Brahmanas destroying the deities. So the Pujari buried Gopal here. So now Gopal, he said, Madhavendrapuri, you have to come and you have to see, you have to get me out. I won't even serve him. Krishna likes to accept the service of his very confidential devotees, and he's been waiting for Madhavendrapuri to come. So when Madhavendrapuri woke, he realized, oh, that's what that I saw. He was my Lala, he's my Kanai. He was my worshipful Krishna. Then he assembled the locals, Prasvati, and they went to the place where the deity had indicated. Sure enough, they found the beautiful form of Gopal. So he brought out, we can see at the bottom, this Madhavendrapuri white duck is there. And this is the place where Gopal Ji was first established. Then later on the top of Giriraj Govardhan, he established Giriraj Govardhan, so he established Gopal. And all the inhabitants from the local villages, one day after another day after another day after another day, the merchants from Mathura, all the villages around, they were coming in turn, they were performing mantras for Gopal. And then we know that after some time Gopal spoke to them all. I had so much nice food, but still my body is so hot, I was very controlled. You have to get some of it. So this is a long story, how Madhavendrapuri went to Malaya, went to Puri. Was going to get some of it. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they were journeying towards Puri. So Nityananda Prabhu was relating his pastime to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so ecstatic to hear the qualities of Madhavendrapuri. So, he's some pastime connected with Govinda and Hare Krishna. Govinda Pundar Pati. Pundar.
Near Anurban, there is another place called Anurban.
Gaurikundar.
There is Gaurikund also is there, in that place.
Gaurikundar is the heart of the Pundar Pati.
I'm asking somebody to speak the history of Gaurikund. He has given me this mercy able to purify myself, try to purify myself by speaking. Maybe becoming in contact with the touchstone, even a piece of iron can become into gold because of associating the iron me, also becomes very something very valuable. Now we are performing this Rajmandal Parikram and in association of the respected devotees and their under their guidance. This is my great fortune, especially in this Shila Govardhan. Now he has ordered me to speak some of Govindpun. Everybody who is present here, I'm sure they know something about this place. But Shri Giriraj Govardhan, by the pond by the name of Govardhan, offering my obeisances to this respect to this place. There are different reasons, some primary, some secondary, of this place to be present there where it is. The main reason is that it is Srimati Radharani established this pond, or one, she is performing pastimes in various places, Srimati Radharani, and at the banks of this pond, Vilas means beautiful nectarian pastimes. Sorry. I'm sorry, I can't speak. What did you speak, Gurudev is saying? What did you speak? You finished before you started. You will again telling me.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
First of all, I am offering my respects to my Om Vishnupada, Ashwagatat Shri Shana, Dhanthi Dhamamu Chai Maharaj, for the sweet, offering my respects, and Om Vishnupada, Karajagacharya, Vare, Ashwagatat Shri Shana, Dhanthi Dhamamu Chai Maharaj, and Om Vishnupada, Krishna Dhanthi Dhamamu Chai Maharaj, Dhanthi Dhamamu Chai Maharaj, for the sweet, I offer my innumerable obeisances. Hindi. Hindi.
So, what are we talking about? How he যাত্রী ভাষ যাত্রী হচ্ছে her husband and children family. In the way, Chandapri Devi is your Devi. She is her husband and children what? She is her husband. So, what? In the case of Kovitunda, Chandapri was surrounded with Kodma and others. And that is the waiting in Krishna. And Krishna is so discovered and coming, what is that? Oh, why is that coming? So, Radhika sent him a messenger, Rupa Manjali. So, prior to the end, he said, that in Gurubhasa, he has seen one show. He couldn't just know what he came to him, Hari.
Used to go to Surapur. she is going to Surat. And there she is having a meeting in a very beautiful pastimes there performed. Similarly, she makes an excuse in the home for Gauri Pujan or for the worshipping of Parvati. Chandravali also used to come there, and with her Sakhis she used to call Krishna in that place, and their meeting used to take place. Like this, one Krishna, Chandra, Padma, etc. With all those Sakhis, he is performing his pastimes. And there, Radhaji, in separation of Krishna, she was burning in separation, she was so distressed, and then she sent Rupmanjari. Just find out, search out where is Krishna, somehow with force, with cheating, somehow bring him here. Rupmanjari went to that place, in that kunj, in that Gauri kunj. Really, she saw that amongst all those rupees, Krishna is there, and she is saying to Krishna, you know, there is a big calamity befallen on Raj, on Asur, he is killing all the cows, there is a demon, stop him from killing, otherwise all the cows can cause of this stress will be finished. Then Krishna is saying to Chandravali, I will just this demon, I will come immediately, do not worry, I will return, definitely. Saying this much, with Rupmanjari, he went to Radhaji's kunj. Like this, Rupmanjari cheating Krishna, and she cheated Chandravali and brought him to this Gauri kunj. This is first time of Gauri kunj in brief. Nearby is Sankarshan Kunj. Before that, Gauri Kunj, there is the history of this place is, do you know? He's asking. And Maharaj. Are you wrong? With regard to Guru and Vaishnavas performing our Vajnavi Parikram, performing our Giraj Parikram,
then the rats don't go away.
Haribo. Okay. So, he is describing the description of Sankarshan Kunj. That how they were celebrating the holy ones, the most beautiful festival in the world. This color which they are using in the holy festival is the actually color of love. And everybody becomes colored in this color of love in this holy festival. So Krishna Chandra, this holy pastime he is performing in this place, and that time Kansa's very special one servant, Shankarchud, by the name of Shankarchud, a demon, he began to think that if I could kidnap Balaji in some way, then to kill Krishna would be easy, because in Lalit Madhav matter, it is described, Rupa Goswami is describing in this matter that Radhaji, suppose somebody gets married to Radharani, person becomes immortal. So, suppose, it's very nice, it is described in Lalit Madhav drama, it is described in that book. So, Shankarchud is thinking that maybe, suppose I kidnap Radhaji, and suppose she handed over to Kansa, then comes, so we'll get married to Radhaji and Krishna will be able, we will be killed very easily. Where this holy pastime is being performed, very beautiful, you know, kunj and all things are there, very beautiful. Different kunj are there, present, very beautiful, one more beautiful than the other. Shri Krishna Chakri Pad is describing, in the Ashtakali Leela, he is describing at all these places. In Govind Leela, Shri Krishna Chakri Pad is also describing that what is the beauty of this kunj. Natural kunj, Ratnakar kunj, the kunj which are wide, the kunj which are decorated with jewels. Speak on the topic, Gurudev. Now he is beginning to kidnap Radharani and beginning to go away from there. And she is calling out, oh Krishna, protect me. When she began to cry like this, then Krishna quickly to that place, Shankar Chakri, he killed this demon. And on his forehead, there was one jewel. He took out this jewel. And taking this jewel, he handed it over to Baladev Prabhu. And this Prabhu knows the internal desire of Krishna. Why he has given? He knows this very well. That this has to be given to Radhaji. But if he Krishna hands over this in front of everybody, then it will not be proper. So he gave this jewel to Baladev Prabhu, and Baladev Prabhu gave this jewel to Lalitaji, and Lalitaji gave this to Radhaji. This very beautiful pastime is described, and Bajranath, remembering this pastime, he made this pond in the manifested this Sankarshan pond. One of the name of Baladev Prabhu is Sankarshan. That is why this has been named Sankarshan pond. One second. In Radha Kund, Krishna and Baladev at the time of performing holy, with Prakas, with the gopis, he is performing his dances and various pastimes of holy eternally. That time, Shankarchur, the messenger of Kans, came to that place. And all the gopis, just like one may chase the cows, all the gopis that there were, he began to chase them and forcefully take them away, kidnap them. Then the gopis began to shout, oh Krishna Baladev, protect us. That time, Krishna and Baladev, both of them ran towards the place. Krishna said, stay here, protect all these people. And he started running away from the gopis, leaving the gopis behind. And Krishna said to Baladev, stay here, you just protect the gopis, I'll just kill him and come back. Krishna went ahead of the gopis, he killed Shankarchur, and on his forehead was a jewel. After killing him, he took out this jewel, returning, he gave this to Baladev ji. Krishna, why he did not give this jewel himself to Radhika? Because all the gopis will be in Maan there. That why he did not give to us? He did not hand it over to us. Krishna said, you are the most dear to me. There is no one as dear to me. All the gopis, he is saying similar talks, similar words to all the gopis. If he will give to one particular gopi, then others will be in Maan. So he gave to Baladev ji. Baladev ji is Krishna Das. He understands everything. He gave this to Ganishta because she is going and coming to him so often to Radhika, and to Ganishta he gave this, and Ganishta gave to Radhika as a gift. So this pastime was performed in this place. Shankarchur was killed, the demon, and Baladev ji protected all the gopis, and Krishna killed Shankarchur, and this jewel was handed over to Baladev. This is known as Baladev Kund or Shankar Sankar. Nearby also is Aner Gaon. What means Aner Gaon? In Greek, Aner Gaon.
In the same approximate area as the Rikakum and Pantrashal Rikakum, where the pastime of the Baba Kalvas, the Mother Baba and Krishna, where Mother Baba was preparing for the next house of the Lord of Peter. Baba was one of the churches cooking many, many elaborate and wonderful preparations. And Krishna was asking them, what are you cooking for? Is some special vegetable? Is something good? What are you teaching? And she was a little thing and didn't want to be bothered, so then he went to Mother Baba. And Mother Baba, also thinking that Krishna was young and would not be able to understand, was not immediately explaining to him what he was. I think he was. But then after a short time, he began to explain, actually, we are doing Puja for Indra Day. Because of Indra, we worship him and he gives us rain. And by rain, the grass is grown and the cows are nourished. If we are cowardly people, we can get it from the cows for making their livelihood. So we are dependent on Indra and therefore we worship him. And then in a very loud and fascinating way, Krishna began to give different kinds of very complex arguments to defeat none of those purposes and justification for worshiping Indra. Ultimately, he convinced them that Govardhan is the actual source of our livelihood. Govardhan is the source of the water, the grasses, all the fruits and flowers, and everything that those life is dependent on comes directly from Govardhan. You better see Indra, he may or may not be there. People don't even worship Indra, they also get rains. The ocean gets rain, nobody in the ocean worships Indra. Simply worship Govardhan, but we know it's here and who we can't see. And so, because beguiling, charming, and very strong arguments, everyone was persuaded. And he took all the paraphernalia that was to be offered to Indra, and then he began worshiping the Indra's Govardhan. Now, we've heard the pastime of Peter's reaction, but before that, all the cowards people were assembled, and they filled this area. Actually, there were so many carts filled with prasadam, and probably still with coconut, there's so many carts, so much prasadam is there. And just as Krishna had predicted, Giridhar's coconut manifested himself in front of the entire assembly and began to teach them. Surprisingly, Giriraj, although he was very gigantic, he learned an awful lot about Krishna himself. But because of Govardhan, I don't think anybody really noticed that, but actually Giriraj looked exactly like Krishna. And with his large arms, he was eating everything. And as he began to eat, gigantic stacks, there were enough puppies to fill this entire room, hundreds of times. There was deer, there was Ramsula, there was Kishoris, there was Samosa. Every delectable item that you can imagine was there being offered in huge, huge, huge quantity. And he was eating it all. And he was saying, Anayor! Anayor! Bring me more! Bring me more! Anayor! He was shouting. many, many others. And he was still shouting, Anayor, Anayor. And then he said, oh, here you are, we have nothing left. We've given you everything. And he offered him a little pulsi and some other water. And he said, yes, now I am satisfied. So this was from that place. And then afterwards, of course, Indra in his rage came and rained down the rain, said, I will pass from his faithfulness. But this was Kaneo. This cow is in Kaneo after that
passage. I think he's going to translate
it.
There is another Tamil.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Amokotarati
raising the cows. He is playing his flute. Gopis, they are speaking. I want to hear. These dear, those are very lucky that along with their husbands, they go and visit Krishna.
And
they are begging for love of Krishna with their eyes. Even the demigoddess,
with
their husband, in the place that they are traveling, and they are having darshan of Krishna's pastimes. They are seeing Krishna's roop, they are hearing his flute, and in the husband's laps, they are losing consciousness and falling down in their laps. And the calves, because hearing the flute sound of Krishna, they raise their ears up in the air and they are drinking the nectar of Krishna's flute song. And the grass in the mouths of the cows, it just stays there, doesn't go inside, doesn't fall down. And their mouths open, they are just listening to the flute song. And the calves, hearing the nectarian flute song, they become so enchanted, they close their eyes. And the milk that they were drinking just remains right in their throats. They don't throw it out, neither do they swallow it. And the tears are flowing from their eyes. Oh, these living entities who are able to move. But look at the river. Even the sky. These clouds in the sky. Look at them. Reading. Look at all that. Krishna is going to raise the cows. Sometimes they are going that side, sometimes that side, and in sun they are scorching heat, they are standing. They don't feel this heat. Thorns don't disturb them. But when it is scorching heat, sun, and Krishna goes, in the sky, these clouds, they cover sky as an umbrella. He is black as Shyam, exactly our complexion. He is our Sakha. Let him not be troubled because of the sun. So they, as an umbrella, cover him. As an umbrella, they cover him. And because they are ecstatic in pain, the tears are flowing from their eyes. Means this rain which is falling, the slight rainfall that is there, this is not rainfall. This is the ecstatic symptom of tears flowing from their eyes. Oh, these clouds are also serving Krishna. We are so unfortunate that we cannot even go in front of Krishna. If the husband will understand, they will even turn out of our homes. And look at the clouds. So free, carefree manner. Wherever Krishna is going, they follow him. And like an umbrella, they serve him. Reading. The gopis, patience, whatever was left, that is also now. They cannot tolerate. They are so much love is increasing in their heart. They are so much eager to meet Krishna that actually, what they are speaking about the moods in Yamuna, actually it is their own moods. Now whatever they were speaking, they were hiding all the meanings of their inner heart. But now, more openly, their moods are coming out in these words. O Sakhis, the animals and birds are moving entities. or even these this river, which is with its very beautiful long arms, it is taking the lotus flowers in its arms and its hands and out to Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna's lotus feet are as if they are covered by the lotus flowers that they are offering. These bees, these are not humble bees. Then, by hearing flute sound of Krishna, this flow of Yamuna River, it is turned upwards now. It is flowing in the opposite direction. And which? Now how will it move? It is like a whirlpool. It is just going round and round and round. These are all moves of Sanatana Goswami is describing. By external vision, Manasi, etc., they are all like inert. But Yamuna cannot be called as inert, or Giriraj cannot be considered to be non-living. The vegetable deity of Yamuna is Vishakha. That is why she it is not that she is non-living. As some Sakhi is speaking, just like earlier words, she is speaking again. Yamuna, Mansi, Ganga, etc. rivers. Especially the topmost beloved of Krishna Kalindi. All the words. You understand that they are speaking them to be a river, but you understand that Saraswati have disappeared, but Manasanga is there, this Manasi Ganga, it was not a pond today, it was a stream of Ganga flowing from here. That is why all these rivers, not all these rivers, Kalindi, they are speaking about Kalindi's emotions, moods, that when the beautiful flute song of Krishna, when they hear, hearing these songs, when it enters the ears, to their hearts, through their ears, then that very second, so much prem or lust is increasing, calm is increasing in their hearts, so much eager they are to meet Krishna, that these waves, they become like whirlpools. Especially here, when Krishna has come near, Yamuna River, it is reaching with its waves near and near to Krishna's lotus feet. And reaching near, now even now she is reaching up to Krishna's chest, because she is embracing Krishna. But Krishna come. Satisfied in the self. He ignored Yamuna, and Yamunaji became embarrassed and came back again to its banks. And now, with its waves, it is taking this lotus flower. Now, she cannot embrace him on the chest, but these lotus flowers are offered at his lotus feet by the arms or the waves of river Yamuna. Like this. और
जो लक्ष्मी संपत्ति है
लक्ष्मी दी वेल्थ
हवाओं की खबर की धारा हवा की धारा और मैंने बोला था
मींस दिस वर्ल्ड पूल व्हिच इज इन दी
नदी पे बाढ़ आती है
व्हेन दी रिवर बिकम फ्लडेड the waves come so, in the river, then the water is flowing in the opposite direction, so this is flowing, but still from the top water is coming, so because of this a whirlpool is formed. So now these whirlpools are actually the emotions of Yamuna River, manifest as the whirlpools in the river. Like this, all these rivers, with the arms, they are embracing Krishna's lotus feet to pacify, to cool the burning of their hearts. Or when they embrace, then their movement is stopped or they become standstill, and now they only with their waves holding the lotus feet of Krishna, they offer at his lotus feet the lotus flowers and from Kamala has come this word Kamal, lotus flower. Kamala means Lakshmi ji. These gopis are worshippers. Yamuna is the most worshipable. That is why in this world all these rivers, they are worshipable for Lakshmi ji also. All these rivers are Kalindi, etc. These rivers are superior even to Lakshmi ji, another demigoddesses. The rivers, hearing the Mohan Vamsi, the Mohan flute of Krishna, they don't go to the husbands, the sea, ocean. They don't go in that direction. The rivers, husband is known as the sea or the ocean. Now as if they want to also ignore their, they stop flowing towards their husband and they are turning their ways or themselves towards Krishna, attracted by him. And with the divine gifts, what are the divine gifts? The lotus flower they offer at his lotus feet. Like this, the glories of rivers have been described. Further, most beautiful poetry is going further. Performing heaven, meditate on these pastimes. If it is possible, if you are qualified. Don't let your mind wander there and there. The life is just for 2 days. Very short. I have received a very sad news today. In Vrindavan, there was one disciple of ours. She was sent to Delhi for treatment. She was a nurse in one big hospital in Delhi. For many years she was staying in our ashram in Vrindavan. A very wonderful devotee she was. Her moods were very nice. Never she would leave Braj. And all the parikrams she would always be present. Yet I heard today in the morning. Yesterday I heard the news. Day before yesterday, when I was coming, I heard, then Umadevi told me that she is not feeling very well. She wants to have your darshan. I thought, it's something ordinary, maybe sickness. I am also not feeling very well. I will see her later. I will see her. Because she was feeling very sick, she was taken to Delhi, and in Delhi, she left her body. That's why all of us will pray for her. We should pray for her that Radha Govindji and Abu Giriraj ji, may they provide peace to her soul and may she have entrance further into the kingdom of bhajan. We will pray at the lotus feet. You also, I am requesting that you also pray. And I think she left in a very auspicious manner. She didn't travel very much. And meditating on Vrindavan, meditating on me, in this Kartik month she has left this body. She has gone. That's why Bhagavan will be merciful on her. Today we will finish today. Translation.
So, continuing, Srihad Bhagavatam, we have Sri Sanatana Swami. We are hearing in the time that when Krishna goes to Kalvari, that time he plays his flute. At that time, the gopis, Guru, the gopis, which Guru, loving sentiment towards Krishna. In their meditation, they are saying, well, the first number of the Hariya Heta. Oh, how fortunate are they here? They are going to meet Krishna along with their husbands by Krishna's side. You are the definition of everything.
Yours.
Even the ladies in the heavenly planets are Krishna. Because on the lap of their husbands, they see you, Krishna. They are falling unconscious. But we are both unfortunate. Even the cow, taking grass in the mouth and becoming a measure of Krishna's fruit, they are not chewing grass, nor is the grass falling from the sun. And the calves drinking their mother's milk, when they hear the nectar of Krishna's fruit, then their eyes become closed and full of tears. They neither drink the milk nor spit it out. What to speak of the brute animals like the deer and the cow, even inert objects, even inert things like the river are rushing towards me, Krishna means Krishna. The clouds in the sky are thinking Krishna is also a dark complexion like us. Therefore, he is like our sucker from Brahma. And weeping tears of happiness of Brahma, that tear, those tears fall as a very cooling hint on Krishna. Alas, the copy say, even the clouds are serving Krishna. Even the clouds are serving Krishna. But we are nearer to him than the clouds, but we cannot serve him. Alas, if our husbands hear us even talking of Krishna, then they will expel us from the house. Thus the clouds serve Krishna like an umbrella. The gopis are seeing their own greed to meet Krishna, even in objects like the river. Before the Guru, they were concealing, but now it's expressed most openly. Alas, Saki, when moving and unmoving of that, even conscious animals like birds and cows, they have consciousness. But even unconscious entities like the river, how she is offering her lotus flowers to the feet of Krishna and her legs to my hands. Alas, Krishna's form is so beautiful, the water that has passed does not wish to continue going away from Krishna, therefore it stays there when it does. And the water that is coming down the river has nowhere to go, therefore it simply moves in a whirlpool shape. With that whirlpool, what is that? That is God made the force of the river's desire to serve Krishna. Sanatana Swami says, even though externally it appears that rivers like Manikyanga and Yamuna and Namakai Yamuna are unconscious, in fact, they are completely conscious. Because the Adyastati Deva, Devi, the presiding deity of Yamuna, is Vishaka Devi, herself, a very beloved gopi of Krishna. Then all the rivers, not just Yamuna, but even like Panchaganga and those rivers which are healed and pouring underground Vrindavan by the Saraswati, they are all conscious and full of ecstatic love for Krishna. The Panchaganga which we see now, which is suspended over a pond, only a pond, that was really a stream of the Panchaganga, like Ganga Devi. Therefore Yamuna, feeling great happiness upon hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, took Krishna into her heart. She's thinking how to meet Krishna, therefore her friend is expressed in the small form of whirlpool. When see Krishna comes to Yamuna, then she flows up even to the chest of Krishna. But in Krishna, he calls Krishna after calm or self-satisfied, he has no need of anyone. Therefore, being embarrassed, the Yamuna falls at his feet and offers flowers to her, and she embraces Krishna's feet by her ways. Thus her calm bed, her desire to serve Krishna is pacified, and she becomes peaceful. Therefore, the women you look at are the world Kamalas, or all those to the feet of Krishna. So another meaning of Kamala is Lakshmi. Therefore, Lakshmi, the gopis are worshipful for Lakshmi Devi. Therefore, the Yamuna, or actually the Kaliti, her husband is the ocean. And giving up her ocean, she is running towards her powerful lover, Sri Krishna. Yes. 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 Yes.
So the first husband is important. Here Yamuna Devi, so Kalin Devi, that husband, sorry, Vishaka Devi, their husband is not important. This was the Karambo. So the giving up points, important the time to Krishna, to meet with him.
Therefore, we should think of all these things while performing bhajan if we have the qualification. Therefore, Buddha said, if you have a great service, life is very short. So the day one very beloved disciple of Sri Gurudev, and she is more than 20 years with Sri Gurudev, performing bhajan there, and she would not go very much. Guru Maharaj said, really, outside Vrindavan, she never left anywhere. So before she came from a very good family, Gujarat side, she was even head nurse at the student hospital in Delhi. Even she went to Shiksha and was there for many years. But she gave up everything and surrendered everything to the feet of Sri Gurudev. Gurudev said, really, her service mood and her affection. And those devotees in Gujarat, they were not able to do all show affection to all the Brahmacharis and all the sannyasis. She used to take her to the hospital if anyone was sick, she would take care of everyone. The Buddha said, always she used to come on our parikramas to get up. So Buddha heard the news. Buddha said, oh, that Buddha be said that she was sick, but Buddha said, oh, it shouldn't be so serious. I will be her afterwards. So this morning, the whole family members took her to Delhi and she was weeping, I don't want to leave Vrindavan. She was saying, if anything happens today, I want to perform my last rite here in Vrindavan. So this morning she bent the body. And so Guru is saying that we are praying, he is praying, and all the devotees should pray for the feet of Sri Gurudev, Sriraj Maharaj, that wherever she goes, she may be peaceful, and her bhajan may be sweet, and her next destination. Go, Premanandi.
Mother Krishna.
Okay, I'll stop for a minute.
কালকে আমাদের পরিক্রমা হরিদে ব্রহ্মকুন্দ জগদেশ্বর মহাদেব মুখারবিন্দ সরস্বতী ভজনমুটি আর কালকে তোমার দীপাবলি তোমার তোমরা সব সঙ্গে আরম্ভ শ্রী হরিদে ব্রহ্মকুন্দ জগদেশ্বর মহাদেব মুখারবিন্দ ভজনমুটি সনাতন গোস্বামী আর ইভিনিং দীপাবলি
For Govardhan, the whole
যদি দেয় তাহলে কোনদিন ভিক্ষা মানতে হবে না। লক্ষ্মী ভিক্ষা মানতে পারে সম্ভব, কিন্তু অন্নপূর্ণ ভিক্ষা দেনে বালে কিছু প্রকার সে যদি দেন তো উনকো কবি ভি অন্ন কে লিয়ে তরসনা নহীন পড়েগা।
In difficult situations. That's the problem. You cannot find your word, you will find your only yell at them.
Oh, happy and always all kinds of strength will be added.
Therefore, that is
the problem. If you approve of me, Sahasriya Sudhati Kora Bahu Kriyata Hai, Muntrasya Seva Kari. Yogi Lok Apna Banana Kaate Hai, Rukuni Ke Dwara,
Hare Krishna.